walking away from Photo Island Resort Hotel in Cork in Ireland at 9:14 in the morning on a lovely sunny day, I'm actually walking away from Apple. Yeah, the big company, the really big company. It's a very discreet gathering. In other words, there hasn't been lots of stuff in the local papers here in Cork. There hasn't been PR online or anything about it. And I'm privy to nothing that's in the private domain about it. But all I just know is that there's a whole load of people from Apple gathered in this hotel today and over a few days. And one of the topics that they're certainly dealing with is digital storytelling. Now, this may be a minor topic in a much bigger canvas for all I know, but I just want to share a point with you in relation to Apple. I've heard a whole lot of complaints from people in various places in Ireland about Apple and about one aspect of Apple that I want to highlight, and it is about their sponsorship policy, their support for the local community. They apparently, I'm told, and this may be unfair, so I'm going to simply, you know, add that caveat to it, because I have never tried to get any sponsorship from Apple myself, but I'm told that they don't give money to support local good causes. In other words, if there's a local school in Cork, physically located down the road from where they have a lot of employees, Apple are not at the forefront, I'm told, of giving money to that local school. And of course, people in that local school, you know, and people in education, even in Cork, are tearing their hair out, some of them, saying, oh, look, we're a very good cause. Apple are a very big company. Apple surely would want to project an image of being in favour of education. So therefore, why aren't Apple actually sponsoring all sorts of positive educational moves in Cork? And that isn't a complaint I'd want to dampen down in any way, because I'd be all in favour of, you know, people involved in education at every level, not just in institutionalised education, but also out there in the community and in Coder Dojo and all sorts of other forms of learning, if you like. I'd be all in favour of those people continuing to try to pitch their cause to Apple. And, you know, but, and there's a big but here, I think that it would be very interesting to find out what Apple's real strategy is. I mean, okay, they're not doing one thing, but what are they doing? And I think that I've stumbled into one side of it here today. I think they've been gathering these thought leaders from the world of education. And I don't know how many countries they're from, but the only person I know from there is from the United States who went to it. And any other person I met this morning over breakfast sounded like they came from the United States, or certainly from North America. There may have been Canadians there for all I know. But the point is that they had gathered people who I suspect are leaders in innovation in education, certainly in North America. And they'd gather them together, and these people are in conversation with each other, and no doubt they are inspiring each other and building a network with each other. And you just don't know where this is leading. Apple have platforms on their iPad which could be a revolution, meaning that, you know, you can easily see people in education, particularly young people. My own daughter is 6 and she's well able to use an iPad. So you can see people using tablets, not just Apple tablets, but using tablets in education. I mean, I can see, we can all see the day coming in which all of your school textbooks will be on a tablet. And instead of having to lug very heavy books with you, you'll be digitally accessing the content, and etc., etc., etc. You can fill in the rest of the vision yourselves. You know, we know the way the world is going, and we already know that there are competition among companies to get there, and Apple is no slouch. Apple is no slouch. I am fully convinced that Apple is beavering away around the world. working at the forefront of thinking in relation to education. And they're doing things like they are sponsoring people to do things like come together and think. Now, okay, that's a very, very intelligent kind of sponsorship by Apple. And it's, you know, you wouldn't call it philanthropy. You'd call it good commercial sense, wouldn't you? But it's a good way of seeing a powerful connection between a business, which has got to make profits and expand the market, but it actually has to expand the market rather than just, you know, sell into the existing market. But a business like Apple is in the business of changing the marketplace, disrupting the marketplace, and opening up new markets. And that is, I think, what Apple might be up to today in Cork. In Little Island, Photo Island, rather, for all I know. Now, it's doing it quietly, I think. The whole atmosphere of the place was quiet, and there was no big flashy signs in the hotel saying, you know, Apple drop dead gorgeous conference, you know, mind-breaking stuff, you know, in the lobby. There was none of that. All going on quietly, discreetly. The only thing I found that was a giveaway was there was a man wearing a green T-shirt, with something on it that said something about digital storytelling, certainly storytelling, and I really wanted that T-shirt, but apparently there weren't any to be given to outsiders like myself. So there we are. There's an issue. There's a share of some thoughts on it. What do you think? What do you think? It would be just nice to have some conversation about this issue. This isn't really meant to be just a broadcast about it. I'm actually quite keen to get some conversation about what Apple might be up to. Who knows, someone from Apple might even hear this, someone from Apple who might, you know, be able to say something extra into the public domain. Because the one thing you can be sure of is there's so much stuff going on that isn't in the public domain, you know, that is 18 months out into the future. I hesitate because, you know, there are people out there who are doing stuff 5 years out too, but there's an awful lot of stuff coming down the pipeline. Bye.